hit.
Reggae is the people music.
You know you're a superstar.
I am a superstar.
You can't separate the music and the message.
You see, reggae music comes to unify the people.
Not everyone likes what you're saying. For your own safety, you need to stop.
And that is the trailer of the Bob Marley One Love biopic. It hit theaters about 2 weeks ago. They've been discussing about it for some time now. It highlighted the, it looks at the story of Bob Marley, the albums that launched him to stardom. And someone who's watched the biopic is editor of Maverick Citizen, Mark Haywood. And Mark joins us this morning. Mark, a very good morning to you. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast.
Good morning, Googs, and lovely to be with you.
Good to be with you. Before you watched Bob Marley One Love, were you a Bob Marley fan? Did you go in being a lover of his music?
Yes. I've been a Bob Marley fan, I think, for about 45 years. And in fact, next week marks the 43rd anniversary of Bob Marley's death from cancer at the age of 36.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I approached this film with a degree of trepidation because I couldn't really see how you could bring Bob Marley to the screen. And yet, watching it, I was incredibly impressed. I think it's a great film. I think it captures Bob Marley's spirit, his music, his politics, and his times. And so it was one of those things where you are persuaded against your better instincts in a certain sense.
And so one of the big challenges with a biopic, I guess, is trying to capture someone's life and their impact in 90 minutes or 120 minutes. And also, I think one of the big challenges is whoever plays the title character. So whoever plays Bob Marley or whoever plays, Freddie Mercury, there's always immense pressure on them to deliver, because you're playing a person that eight people know and that they usually have a very personal relationship with. Like, for you, having been a fan of this particular man for over 40 years, did you feel as if the person that played Bob Marley was able to capture Bob Marley? They pulled it off. It was believable.
Yes, I think they did. I mean, the actor is Kingsley Benadire, and you know, he clearly studied Bob Marley very carefully. He modeled his mannerisms, and he captured the spirit very well. And I think also you have to give credit, because a key figure in Bob Marley's life was his wife, Rita Marley, who was one of the singers from the group that's known as the I3s. And that part is also played fantastically by somebody called Lashana Lynch. And I think it's one of the interesting things about the film is that it shows how important Rita Marley was to Bob Marley, not just on a personal level, but also in the way that she influenced his music, his career, even his Rastafarianism. So, you know, there are a number of interesting aspects to this film, interesting details that I think it brings out that helps us to have a better understanding of the singer as well as of his music and times.
And so just what period does it look at? Because I imagine you can't kind of capture all of his life in one film. Which period does it focus on specifically?
So it focuses specifically on 3 years in Marley's life. In late 1976, there was an assassination attempt on Bob Marley at his home, which was unsuccessful, although he was shot. And the day after that assassination attempt, he played a public concert in Jamaica. And the day after that, he basically went into exile in England for 15 months, returning to Jamaica in 1978 to play another big public concert. So much of the story of the film plays out in those 15 months when Marley was in London, when he was growing in influence, a period when he was incredibly creative musically. That was the time when he produced and released the Exodus album, which was described by Time magazine as the most influential album of the 20th century. So it uses those 3 years and the storyline of those three years, but then dips into his youth, dips into his later life, helps you understand his relationships with some of his other kind of key musical influences like Peter Tosh. So I think it's a workable structure, and it's quite clever.
So I think actually you might be the best person to give us a rating, because you know the music, the artist. You had 40 years ahead of this biopic. Is it any good? I don't imagine it's perfect, but as a biopic, is it any good?
It's not perfect, but as a biopic, I think it's excellent. I've seen many of these musical biopics, and I loved Bohemian Rhapsody and the film about Elton John, and I know there's a bunch more coming, but I think that this captures Bob Marley, and I think it's as good, if not better, than many of them, and I would highly recommend everybody to see it.
Yeah. Mark, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's been great having you on the show.
Thanks, Hooks. I've enjoyed talking about Bob Marley. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That is Mark Haywood. He is the editor of Maverick Citizen.